back to what we were talking about a moment ago with Rafer Guzman. When it's so bad, it's good. Any of you old enough to remember Tiny Tim, the singer, the star? Oh, God, he's awful. He was a star. He was a big star. Similarly, Florence Foster Jenkins isn't an anomaly in music or stardom. A whole genre has been created to encompass music outside of the commercial industry, often by individuals with no formal training who choose to reject conventional rules and notes, for that matter. It's called outsider music. And the takeaway is Rafer Guzman listened to the unlistenable, so we wouldn't have to. Actually, so we can with him. And the recordings are so bad. People who thought they were good. Oh, just listen.
Stop there.
There's work to be done. But you've never sounded better.
That's Meryl Streep as Florence Foster Jenkins in the new film of the same name. Foster Jenkins was a wealthy New York socialite who fancied herself an opera singer. Unfortunately, she could barely sing at all. She had a piercing voice, a wild pitch, and a violent sense of rhythm. Yet, sing she did, relentlessly, until she achieved her dream. On October 25th, 1944, Florence Foster Jenkins sold out Carnegie Hall. That's the real Foster Jenkins murdering Mozart on a 78 RPM disc, which is now a collector's item. It's an early example of what we now call outsider music. That's a loaded term aimed at cultural insiders and snobs. After all, who are we to say what's bad or good? Stravinsky's Rite of Spring was booed in 1913. Today we call it a work of genius. Could it be that we're the ones who are tone deaf? Let's consider some of the other outsider musicians who followed in Foster Jenkins' footsteps.
The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Go downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place, I'm sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Would you believe that song was a minor hit in 1966? It's from a California housewife who sang as Mrs. Miller. She actually got signed to Columbia Records. She later claimed she was conducted out of sync and only her worst takes were chosen. Mrs. Miller was an outsider, all right, but an artist? Compare that one-hit wonder to the prolific recluse known as Jandek. In 1978, Jandek released his first album, Ready for the House. Reportedly, two people bought copies, and this is what they heard.
I keep repeating, takes a beating to grow naked in the afternoon.
Nevertheless, Jandek had his fans. He released two more albums in 1981, three in 1982, and has now released more than 70 albums. He never performed live until 2004, and today he tours fairly often. Jandek has become a cult hero to generations of DIY rockers. But the most famous outsider musicians are probably the Shags, three sisters who released their first and only album, Philosophy of the World, in 1969.
I'm so happy when you're near, I'm so sad when you're away. I've been happy almost every day, now that you're here to stay. But when you have to leave, then I'll start to leave.
Now, the Shags displayed such a high level of ineptitude that it began to resemble brilliance. Terry Adams, the jazz pianist, discovered their album years later and re-released it to widespread acclaim. The music press called the Shags avant-garde, primitive rock, the first punk band. Frank Zappa called them better than the Beatles. But Carla Bley, the jazz composer, put it best when she said, "They bring my mind to a complete halt."
My pal's name is Football. He always lies to Rome. My pal's name is Football. I never find him home. I go to his house, knock at his door. People come out and say, "Foot, foot, don't live here no more. My pal, foot, foot, foot."
Outsider musicians might be brilliant, or they might just be bad. But actually, that doesn't matter. What's important is that they had the will and the determination to make themselves heard. These days, you don't hear so much about outsider music because there's no longer an outside. Now we have social media, so everyone has equal access to an audience. Here's an R&B singer named Ice JJ Fish, who scored a YouTube hit with his song, On the Floor.
It's something about the girl that just makes my head wanna twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other girls. There's nothing else better on this world. The moment I've seen,
the video for that tune has been viewed more than 49 million times. If Florence Foster Jenkins were alive today, just imagine how many ears she could have reached.
It is true that a lot of singers my age are on the decline, but I seem to just get better and better.
I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, I am so blessed.
For The Takeaway, I'm Rafer Guzman.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.